Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. That man, Francis Osbury Tarkington, on the show early. In the 2 o'clock hour, news broke yesterday, what, about 2:15 or so, that Jim Marshall, the ultimate leader of the Minnesota Vikings, the true captain of the Minnesota Vikings, had passed away, 87, lengthy hospitalization, and Fran Tarkington is going to join us at 2:05 on the, I just labeled it on the Twitter machine, yesterday's federal show of force investigation. You agree with that?
That's fair. I think that's okay.
I was debating full force because just a normal investigation is not strong enough. There were a lot of people there. A lot of people in law enforcement, a lot of pushback on that, a lot of defending of that. Well, the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, who was right in the middle of it, he's with us at 2:35, bottom of the hour. Our friend Rena finally returns. We've had 5,000 straight Twins games. And then Jimmy Galliano, who's as good a law enforcement guest as you can get. We're not quite 6 months into the Trump administration, but we're closing in on that. How's it working out with Cash Patel? What does he think of the various investigations? We have a lot of good stuff for you today. It's Pride Month. We're going to jump in right here. Tim Walz jumping in on the transgender kid debate. Certainly a topic we've discussed repeatedly on this show. The governor who changes planes in Minnesota. Occasionally spends some time here, but it's visibility time for Tim Walz. We talked about this a lot a couple days ago, podcasted. There are two Tim Walz, and he is the measured professorial Tim Walz here in the firebrand, enthusiastic Tim Walz once he leaves the state. So Tim Walz making the point that he differs with Gavin Newsom, because Gavin Newsom is one of the rare Democrats who's willing to say that it's unfair for transgender athletes to participate at certain ages in certain sports. And we both agree with Gavin Newsom. Is that fair?
Yes.
That's fair. By the way, this show is going to come out again, fully in force of supporting LGBTQ. And the hate directed at LGBTQ is grotesque. You also can say at certain ages, in certain sports, it's an unfair advantage. And you're not hating. You're not being mean. You're trying to come up with a fair way for the competition to take place. And more of the Democrats in elective office, including Walz, Keith Ellison pushing back against what the Trump administration is trying to do, Amy Klobuchar and others saying, no, let's leave it up to the local sports leagues. By the time, Dave, you get to high school, and maybe it's even middle school, there are individuals who've made the transition, from a boy to a girl, eventually from a man to a woman, and they're participating in sport, and in my view, they have an advantage, which potentially is unfair. Is that also a fair representation of how you view it?
I think unfair is a fair word. You can also say, depending on the sport, unsafe.
Yeah, right? So I want to be clear about that. And I'm not just going to leave it to every league. And I don't feel great about then what happens to the transgender athletes. And are they now eliminated from the sport? I don't. It's not easy. But I also don't want it unfair, or as you said, potentially, and this is rare, but potentially unsafe for other individuals. Tim Walz is, when he's on the road, he's just well left in his party. That's the lane that Tim Walz has selected. That was the lane he selected with the trifecta. Whereas now, when he actually participates in the negotiations, and he's on the road a lot, I get it, phones work, and he's in contact with the staff, but he's not meeting as much as a traditional governor would. That's indisputable. Here is more of a compromise person. But here's where I want to go. So I wanted to establish that clear. The amount of people who are still cruel to individuals who are LGBTQ just because they personally cannot identify with this particular aspect of someone's life. And they're vicious about it. They're cruel about it. They're just flat out homophobic about it. They're hating about it. Is shameful. Every part of our life should not be based on, well, I've felt that way, or I know this unique experience, or I know this way that someone lives their life. And so I'm okay with it, but if I don't, there's something wrong with you. You have mental illness. You're wrong. And I know for some, Dave, they will cite religion. I think they pick and choose on religion. Because if you want me to get out the Bible and cite certain established parts of the Bible where almost no one lives totally up to the Bible. Maybe it's even no one on the planet. And you're picking and choosing. Well, my religious book tells me this is not right. Well, are you living by that particular offering in total? Or are you picking and choosing? I'm a heterosexual. You're a heterosexual. If someone is gay, I don't care. Here's what I care about. They shouldn't be isolated. They shouldn't be mistreated. They shouldn't be bullied. They should get to live the life that they want to live, just like I should get the life I want to live. Regarding someone transitioning, there's somebody in my life close who's made that decision. And my love for this individual, my feelings for this individual has changed. Okay, how much? Zero. It's not easy to make this change. It is not easy to, at some point in your life where I cannot identify with it, that you were born a female and you believe truly in your mind that you should be a male or vice versa. So what some of those who are saying with Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and this other nonsense. Nope. God never makes mistakes. We have people in this world who are vicious and cruel. I've just been reading about somebody who used to work at this radio station who is a very cruel person. So, what did God do there? God creates, in my view, the opportunity for the world to exist and for individuals to be born and for some decisions to be made. And for some, it's just a realization. Now, some people believe in the transition for me, Dave, way too young. Way too young. I believe at some point, as an adult, probably 18 on, maybe it's 16. It's complicated the age, but some people are way too young in my view. If you believe this, you should be allowed to live the life you want to. Now, you don't live the life you want to if you're involved in criminal behavior or other awful behavior. That's not what this is in any way. So when I say you should be allowed to live the life you want, well, before I get to, well, does that mean you get to do anything you want? No. But you should have to live a false equivalency of your life because society, certain members of society, feel like, nope, God never made a mistake. And again, if you personally can't identify with that or don't agree, but then don't speak out or don't harass or don't use awful words, I think you should be more accepting myself. But there's a clear difference, and there is still, in 2025, so much hate in this area. We're better. We're more accepting, certainly, than we were 20, 40, 60 years ago. But the amount of anger and diminishing and degrading towards individuals where this is one part of the life, I think, is infuriating and sad. What do you want to say?
Well, there's a lot there. It's another topic that, in my mind, has been hijacked by the far left and the far right.
Yep.
It's either transgenderism is completely normal, everyone must accept it, it's part of today's culture, and if you even, you know, think twice about somebody who's transgender, if you're even a hint of just a little bit uncomfortable, then shame on you. That's disgusting. Versus the right, it's, you know, the work of the devil. This is evil, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're coming after our kids. There's a middle ground that we don't hear, I think, which is it's okay to be uncomfortable. If somebody in your life comes to you and says, look, I'm making this change in my life. I'm going from a man to a woman to a man, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to not understand it. It's okay to have questions. It's okay to be, you know, to feel like, you know what? I'm not sure we're going to be as close as we once were. That's okay. You can do that. You can also not be cruel. You can also not be a jerk about it and, you know, say they're completely, you know, like I said, going against God's wishes or doing the work of the devil, whatever it is. Yeah. And that's the middle ground that I would assume most people probably are, but we can't talk about it. We can't accept it because if you're not one of the far left or far right, you get the hate from each other. So, you know, where do we stand there?
I think that's well stated. And there's a lot of anger, and there's a lot of isolating, and there's a lot of trepidation for individuals to offer words because they're afraid – of getting criticized for just saying, okay, I have questions. There's also a lot of just, man, you go off in the corner because you're not me. I mean, look at Nancy Mace. Tranny.
She's schoolyard bully stuff.
Just grotesque, embarrassing for any adult
to
be that way. And Nancy Mace, who horribly was sexually assaulted and raped, which is heinous. The idea anybody asks her questions about it or pushes back at her, well, you're diminishing me as a woman because I was raped. That's horrible what happened to her. Absolutely horrible. And if this latest boyfriend has done things, horrible again for her. But we can't have any conference. She gets to say tranny. And if you try to ask questions, well, then you're not respecting her. But she gets to say this? Give me a break. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. Once again, reach out. Agree, disagree, call, text 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, lots of texts. Calls coming in. Let's go to call first. Alan, thank you so much for listening. You're on WCCO.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to what you guys were saying about the middle ground, and, you know, it's okay to have questions, but I heard you guys say, you know, if someone made that type of decision, that it would also be middle ground to say, hey, I think our relationship is going to change, and I just think doesn't necessarily need to be part of the middle ground.
Let me jump into that, because Dave... Alan, hang on. Dave, you said that part. That stood out to me a little bit, too. Go ahead and expand. Alan, stay here. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I'm just, if you have, a friend of 20 years, something like that, who comes to you and says, look, we've been buddies for 20 years, but I just let you know this is going to be happening in my life. It's okay, I think, for somebody to say, you know what? I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to support you. But this is going to change things between us. I don't think that's a ridiculous thought to have.
See, I would say this, and Alan, you go next. I would hope if it's somebody I'm that close to, I would say I'm supporting you. I may not be able to personally identify with your feelings, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be a part of your life. Is that fair for me to say that part in response?
Absolutely. And you can still say, look, things are going to change. I'm still going to be a part of your life. But I don't think that's that absurd to say I'm going to look at you in a bit of a different light because the person I've known for 20 years is now this person.
Go ahead, Alan.
I think what you said, Chad, was really well said and well stated. I'm not going to say that it's ridiculous to think a certain way, but I'm just want to, yeah, I've seen someone for a long time. I don't understand why it shouldn't necessarily affect the way that you treat them, or I don't know. But I understand what both sides, I guess, are saying here, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for listening. Let's get to a lot of text here. Chad, the number of transgender athletes is such a tiny fraction. People waste too much time on this topic. We've talked about the topic a lot, and mainly, and we've made that point almost every single time, that became a hot-button national issue for MAGA the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And when it happens, and again, both of us are in agreement, at a certain age, it becomes an unfair advantage. It does. I believe that 100%. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just trying to be honest and deal with reality. But what happens is we have these in Champlin again here. Then we have the one in California. There are such small, small examples. If your child is in that sport against them individually, team, yeah, it matters. But where Republicans are better than Democrats is taking something that is small and magnifying that and rallying their supporters to that issue.
Yes.
And Trump is a genius at it. Again, we're both in agreement. Unfair. It so rarely happens. Doesn't mean it shouldn't be addressed. But for some, we act like it is 90% of every sports team is dealing with this when it's not true. And also, you can have this conversation about whether it's fair in sports while also still being respectful. And a lot of the folks are like Nancy Mace, tranny, 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 and are just cruel about it. Whereas you can have the conversation and say, in the end, where does the transgender young athlete play if it's deemed unfair, as opposed to some, it seems like they're calling to ostracize these individuals.
Sure.
Because I can gain a little traction in my base.
Yeah.
And I get the clicks.
Yeah, and it's both sides, as you said. The right wants to blow it up. The left goes with the, well, it's, you know, such a tiny, 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 tiny minute. Why are we even talking about this? Well, you can still talk about it. Just because it's a small fraction of the amount of athletes we have in this country, it can still be discussed.
Okay, here's someone who's not listening at all. Chad is disturbing. Cutting them off because you disagree. It's not what I do with Alan at all. I jumped in because I didn't say it. Dave said it, this part of the conversation. I then let Dave explain. Then I gave my opinion. I told Alan what, twice, don't hang up, and then gave him the last word, and then he ended up understanding but not understanding what you said and agreeing more with me.
I thought it was tremendously rude.
Jesus. Not even close to what I said. Hey, Chad, more text here, and then we're going to get to Rena. Hey, Chad, I said love is love. Who cares who you're with? As a young girl who benefited from Title IX creating sports opportunities I otherwise wouldn't have had, we had to fight for our sports. Makes me sad girls are now losing their positions to people who have a biological advantage. We need to figure it out. Fair, but again, It's a small, small percentage. Chad, you're correct. God does not make mistakes. He made the LGBT people on purpose. I don't know that. I'm just going to add that. More of the text. He also created free will for mankind. I agree with that 1,000%. LGBTQ does not conflict with God's plan. For those who disagree, ask yourself, what would Jesus do? He was all about love and peace, not sexual orientation. The devil does not care, only. He only cares because it's his way to support mankind, creating hate. I'm LGBT. Could not agree with you more. Thanks for being a voice of reason, Chad. Very kind of you to say that. Lots of texts coming in. There's a lot. It's early in Pride Month. I'm sure we'll come back to it again. There's the business component, which we have not discussed much. But we haven't talked to Rena in a while, and we're late. So let's get to Rena and have some fun in just moments. I want to talk about Aquarius. We're going to get to, with Rena, how George W. Bush starts his day every day, because I think it's a sweet touch. I start my day every day at my place by going downstairs, turning on my Kinetico drinking water system, and having water. That's what we're all supposed to do. If you want to then have your coffee, your tea, your gin and tonic, your vodka, hot chocolate. By the way, you can have hot chocolate any time of year. Don't ever let anybody tell you when you can have your hot chocolate. Go ahead. But I know, because through Aquarius Home Services, AquariusHomeServices.com, that I have a Kinetico drinking water system, that where I live in Plymouth, I will have the best water possible. I also have quality of water with my water softener. So when I'm cleaning my clothes, when I'm washing my dishes, I'll feel good there. Don't forget, Aquarius has been around, family-owned company since the late 80s, and they really are a one-stop shop, not just for water, okay? They're a one-stop shop for cooling, heating, water treatment, plumbing, electrical, basically everything in your utility room. Aquarius will help you out. I've been a customer since the early 90s. Join me, AquariusHomeServices.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, this is the way to bring our friend back. I'm ready to say, I missed you. How's life? And then, you want to apologize, Dave Harrigan Arena, right here?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was that? Like 11 minutes of me moaning? What the, I don't even understand.
Yeah,
at least I'm not. I wasn't even saying words.
Yeah, I don't know what was it. Dave, did you remember exactly what the context was of that?
I could go back, but I'm not going to. I don't care.
Exactly. Facts. We deal with facts and important topics here, not show opens.
No.
No. Mm-mm. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. It is wear your parka and blanket indoors season. That's how I am.
What? We have the air conditioning turned up a little too high, or what's going on?
It's just always freezing in here. And apparently this building was made in, like, the dark ages, so, like, the way it gets heated is ridiculous.
I thought this was a shaver issue. Now the shaver's gone, we can adjust.
The studio was a shaver issue. The rest of the building is apparently dark ages building problems.
Yeah, it's kind of a dump. Maybe is it time?
Okay, look who's talking. The building you are currently sitting in is a dump.
I make that point on a regular. I have called for the demolition of this building over and over and over again. I agree. Leave Cambria alone. Cambria's beautiful on the main floor. Third floor, of course, where the salespeople show up once a month. That's better. Our floor, although we do have in the hallway, Dave. You can confirm. New carpet.
Oh, very plush.
Very cushiony carpet.
It's already losing the cushion, I'll be honest.
It's losing the cushion already.
It's a week old.
And in this room, the carpet, honestly, Dave, if as cheap as you are, as frugal as you are, how much would I have to offer you to lay down on this carpet for
$7?
Okay. For any other human being, it's like $10,000. For this guy, it's anything. Oh, yeah. Now, I've been in Care 11 many, many times. La-di-da, good for me. Now we're at like 0.1% of the times you have been there. Maybe, who's our general manager now at Care 11? Who is it?
Doug.
Doug, time to move or time to refurbish. Okay, let's go. I mean, now I'm Team Golden Valley. That's my hometown, so I don't want you leaving Golden Valley, but maybe let's just upgrade a little bit. Let's get some things going.
The building should probably be demolished. I mean, it's like old enough to not be like, it's not like historic or anything, so no reason to save it, but old enough that it needs to be
renovated dramatically.
I'm trying to be kind.
Yeah. How about Bell's area outside? How's that looking?
That's really nice, actually. Okay. And they come in like four times a year, and they replant it and redo all kinds of nice stuff to it. And yeah, that's looking good.
What you need is majors to come back once a year when everybody's fawning all over them. Then they'll upgrade the place.
Well, here's the problem. No one who works here besides me and Belinda and Julie know who he is.
Yeah,
that's true. And
that's a good point.
Also, he's been gone long enough that no one in watching our news knows who he is anymore either.
Yeah, well, maybe he could pay for the refurbishing of the building. He's doing okay.
Nice.
He's doing fine.
He's very funny too, by the way.
Yes, he is. He's got a wicked sense of humor. That is correct. I'm walking in today. And we're downtown in this dump, and I see a gentleman take his shirt off and go for a jog downtown. First of all, where does Rena Sargentopoulos stand on individuals who are running downtown?
I don't have a problem with that. I've run through downtown before. I lived in Northeast, and I've run through downtown.
Dave, you're an occasional downtown runner. When's the last time you ran in downtown?
Last week.
Do you find it problematic with the lights, the cars, the people? It's obviously not as many cars, not as many people as six, 7 years ago. But Does it disrupt your run in any way, Dave?
Not at all. I actually enjoy it. You can always find a little shade because of the tall buildings.
Yeah.
And with the river right there, and you can go across the river in the northeast, it's a quite a nice place to run.
Okay, now I am not a tremendous jaywalker. I mean, and by Rena, I'd like to hear some applause.
Good
out of
for you.
I am an amazing jaywalker. Okay, so when you two la-di-da runners, when you would run downtown, would you wait politely at the light? And when you're running at the light, are you jogging?
Yep.
In place while you're at the light? Dave, are you doing the same? Because Rena's jogging in place at the light. What are you doing?
I usually will then follow where the walk signal is. If I know I have to get to a certain place, I can zigzag there. I'll just kind of follow the walk signals,
thanks,
and
Magellan.
I'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Just add some extra miles, Chad. No big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Dave Harrigan, shirt on or shirt off while you're running through downtown Minneapolis?
Shirt on.
Shirt on. Bug you in any way?
It bugs me at certain temperatures. If it's like, you know, a 55-degree day and, you know, it's a guy who's just absolutely ripped, you don't need to have your shirt off, buddy. You're just doing it for show.
Okay. So would you rather have the chunkier guy with his shirt off? Is that what you're suggesting, Dave?
No, I'm saying once you get to a certain temperature, anybody can take their shirt off. But let's be honest, those who are taking it off when it's 50 degrees and not actually that warm, you're just doing it because you can show off, and most of us can't.
Is that jealousy oozing out of the pores of Dave Harrigan?
Hell yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. Yeah, this guy who took the shirt off, tremendous shape. Tremendous. Bugs me, zero. You do you. Raina, does it bug you? You're for it? You're against it? Where do you stand?
It doesn't bug me. There was a older man last week I saw, and when I say older, I'm like, you know, probably 80s, shirt off. It was not that warm, bright yellow shorts. And I was like, you know what, guy, you go get it. Good for you. But I, as a woman who does not take her shirt off while running outside, I didn't get that it makes you that much cooler if you're wearing like a tank top or I just
it's
don't.
A pretty good point.
I don't get that it just cools you to the point that you're like, oh, thank God I got that shirt off me.
You're showing off what you have. That's why you're doing it, right? You're really proud of how you look.
That or your nipples are hurting.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. Hurting nipples is not good.
It's bad.
It's a
no,
bad.
Real bad.
Bad.
It's
very bad.
It's a bad thing.
The first thing we've ever all agreed on.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe the last. Dave, will this be on the podcast recap? The show agrees. Hurting nipples. Not good.
Correct. Hurty nipples are bad.
That is very bad. Okay. How do you have Rena's with us here. Do you have something you do every single morning? Not occasionally, but every single morning. Do you have something like that or you don't? Because most of us.
You mean like normal things like brush your teeth or take your medicine or
you tell
take
us
a shower.
If it's something crazy, well, you can tell us that too.
I don't have anything crazy. I get up, I turn the alarm off, I take my medicine, and that's it, I guess. I don't know.
Are you a phone alarm or do you have like the old school clock? Because Dave, that would not shock me. Would it shock you if Rena still has the old school clock right there?
I think she's a phone alarm gal.
You know, it's funny. We have both. I do the phone alarm, and my husband uses the clock radio.
Okay. Is he a snooze person? Does he reset it?
Yes. This is, if you ever hear me divorced, this is going to be the reason, because he sets it for like 40 minutes before he needs to get up and keeps snoozing it.
Okay.
I'm a light sleeper,
no,
so then it's like
it goes
off, and then it's like, crazy song, and I'm like, I can't. Friend.
That's awful. That's awful. That's slash the tires. I mean, come on.
Right?
Seriously. George W. Bush, according to his daughter, Jenna, starts every morning by calling his best friend. Every single morning, he calls a gentleman named Don Evans, and he checks on him. I think that's fabulous.
That's adorable.
Right? Dave, adorable, great, or you want to
No, I think it's absolutely tremendous. It's lovely. It's the kind of thing I'd imagine George W. Bush, of all the presidents, he'd be the guy to do
it. Yeah, I think so. I may not have agreed with him a number of times, but I think that's great. Is your child done with school? Are we all done, or do we have a day or two to go?
No, we're done.
We're done.
Donezo.
All right. Big plans for the summer?
A couple of camps. She loves to bounce on the bouncy house. I don't know. That's about it.
Good. Yeah,
she is doing a camp at the Animal and Humane Society that is combines her two favorite things in the world, and that is art and animals. And so when I found out about the camp, I was like, I was one of those moms that was like on the minute it opened, I was like ready to hit the button to, you know, sign up because I didn't want to miss out on it. So we'll see how that goes.
That sounds great. Glad to chat with you again. Enjoy the day. And
That's it.
That's it. We got to go.
Yeah, for God's sake.
We got to go.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Rena, craving more airtime with us. Who can blame her? She's only human.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.